This is Cultivate a Good Life, Episode 10, Gifting Like a Boss. I'm Becky Higgins, and with me is...
What's happening?
Hold on. Okay. I just got the giggles literally as I was saying that.
That's because I'm so attractive.
No. Okay. I am Becky Higgins. I am Becky Higgins. Mm-hmm. And with me is my friend and my co-host who doesn't have the giggles.
I don't. Becky, but I might at some point.
Becky Proudfit. What's up?
Hi, va hue, menta. Guess what that means.
What's that language?
Finnish.
Oh!
I know! Oh. I did Finnish today because Finnish has a special place in BH's heart.
It really does.
No, it sounds like Japanese, but no, my friend. Finnish. So good morning to you.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to, you know what we should do? I'm dead serious. Ooh.
What should
we
do?
When this podcast goes live, I'm totally serious.
Okay.
We're going to have my mom film herself saying it in Finnish.
For
and we're
going
to put that video in the stories.
Okay.
No, I'm not even kidding.
I apologize.
No.
If I
you did
slaughtered
it.
That, I, you know, Siri taught me. So let's just blame Siri. Okay.
No, say it one more time. Can you try to do it one more
gracious.
Time?
Okay.
Oh, no, never mind.
Let me just get the visual up here. Okay. Hova
huementa. It's not bad. I'm going to say it's not bad. Here's what I have.
I feel like
to say.
I'm saying it in like Japanese, though.
Can I say something?
I would love to.
This is in the language of the English.
Okay.
Happy anniversary.
Oh.
You have no clue, do you?
No.
It's our 10th episode. That's an anniversary.
Oh, yay.
It's a podcast anniversary.
Yay. Is this like our
10th?
10th? Isn't that like, shouldn't we get diamonds or something? Isn't that, or is that like 50?
You know what we should do is get cereal.
You know what we should do? Let's get some Mexican food. Okay. Well, yay. Happy anniversary to us.
I know.
We're 10 in.
We're 10 in.
Yay.
And I, you know, anyone who's listened to every episode knows that the reason why we label these episodes with three digits.
Because we're never going away.
We're never going away. And in only 90 from now, we're going to be in the triple digits.
We're going to utilize all three numerical digits.
Hey, we can joke and laugh, but I'm dead serious. We're not going anywhere. This is way too much fun.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're doing this. All right. So on that note, let's go ahead and just introduce you to this week's sponsor. In episode 9, I was telling you a little about my own experience building a family tree on MyHeritage.com, and you now know that both Becky and I have really had a lot of fun with all of the family connections and discoveries on MyHeritage.com. So here's what else you should know. Have you heard about the MyHeritage DNA test? Yeah, we're not just going to tell you about it because we've heard about it. We've done it, and guys, it is so cool.
Taking the test is super, super easy. Literally, it's just a simple cheek swab on the inside of your mouth, something you can do in the comfort of your own home with the kit they send you. You send it off in the envelope with the package, and then within a few weeks, you can expect to see your results arrive at your online account.
The ethnicity report is presented in a really cool video with like a spinning globe, different music for
every... It is actually pretty cute.
It's so cool. It's like different music for every ethnicity. It's amazing. So it's actually a really neat experience. I'm not going to lie, when I saw that I am actually 12.1% Finnish, I was shocked and delighted. Finland has always held a special place in my heart, and I had no clue that I actually had heritage there. So you get these matches to other people with whom you share segments of your DNA, and according to the system, I currently have 6,700 people I'm related to from 31 different countries.
That would be one really big Thanksgiving dinner table.
Let's do it.
Just saying.
I like that.
Right now, at the time this episode is going live, MyHeritage DNA is on Black Friday sale with the lowest price ever. Only $49, you guys, with free shipping if you use a coupon code FREE18. Buy a kit for yourself and go ahead, pick up a couple more as a unique and meaningful gift idea for those you love. What up, my peeps? I feel a little bit like Oprah today.
Ooh.
Who doesn't love Oprah? I mean, seriously. Because have you guys seen Oprah's Favorite Things episode that she used to do on
I
her
have.
Show? And I used to enter like every time.
No,
I never
didn't.
Won a darn thing.
You really did?
Yeah.
You're that person.
For sure
I'm Molly does the same thing. She enters like all the contests. She does all those things.
You can't win if you don't enter.
This is true.
Also, Ellen's 12 Days of Giveaways. Yeah. Also a big fan of that.
Oh, fun.
So today.
I should watch more TV, huh?
Yeah. Well, DVR it and then like.
Yeah, no. You know. I just, no.
So today, I feel like Oprah because I have been spending the past, you know, 6 years of my life. Okay, maybe not. Maybe 6 weeks of my life. But I have been spending so much time because I wanted to give you guys a tool in your little tool belt that would kind of go along with the episodes we've done before this, talking about how to help make those holidays less stressful. And in episode 8,
in episode 8,
I shared a story about how I woke up on Christmas morning with my kids and we had all the things and it was magical. And when I saw the...
Are you sure it wasn't
the
9?
The residual. Yeah, 9 is traditions.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Episode 8, yeah.
When I saw the residual packaging, just so much stuff, I literally was sick to my stomach and thought, oh dear, I've really crossed a line here. And I've been really intentional with my gift giving since then. But to be honest, it's kind of hard sometimes. Do you guys feel like it's hard to find gifts for your children?
Well, it just takes a lot of mental effort. If you're doing it, if you're doing it with purpose and you're not just throwing presents at them, which most of us probably have made that mistake.
Because raise your hand if you've made that mistake. I'm raising my hand, but you can't see.
Me too, sister. Yeah. Should we high five at this point?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've all made that
mistake.
We've
all made a mistake. It's a thing. Yeah.
And so I've been trying to be more intentional. And I had mentioned before, now my kids really ask for like one or two things that they've been really wanting that usually tends to be some kind of trendy toy that will be discarded in 3 months.
Right.
But I have compiled a list of things that I love that I think are really good gift ideas for your kids, for adults. They're just kind of a little bit out the box. Out the box.
Oh, wow.
They're out of the box. And, of course, I've worked really hard to get you guys discount codes for all
Heck
these things.
Yes.
So everything we mentioned today will have a discount code
almost
that will
everything,
be shared.
Right?
There's one thing that
okay.
won't.
Yeah, almost everything.
But
that's
actually a really good priced item, so
Thank
it's
you,
okay.
Becky, for
You're
this.
Welcome.
Like, seriously, this is a lot of work.
It's kind of been fun, and I've been, like, Christmas shopping as I've been doing this, so it's been really great.
You're so smart in all of your strategies. So if you if you've been listening for, you know, all of these 10 now episodes, you're catching on to probably something that Becky and I do with the podcast, and you can probably tell. We're partners here in this podcast work, and so we divvy up the work that is involved, and there usually is one or the other of us that takes the lead on kind of driving the content and the flow and just most of the bullet points that we want to talk about and that sort of thing. This sometimes we just split it right down the middle because we're both like equally involved.
We both got a lot to say, let's be frank.
Well, all the time. This one is all Becky Proudfit. So we think
because of the two of us, I am definitely the shopper of the two of us.
This is absolutely 1000% true. And because of that, I'm kind of here along for the ride. I cannot wait to hear about all of this. And I think because I will maybe possibly do less talking, could we possibly
keep
maybe,
it to 45 minutes?
I wouldn't say 45. I think it's going to be under an hour.
Okay, let's start with under an hour.
Let's try.
But if we get under 45, I want you to buy me ice cream.
I will buy you a sundae. Hot fudge.
Then I'll have an upset
cherry.
Tummy because I have lactose intolerance. But
all right, let's do it.
Something good.
We got a goal.
In that, we're going to just really steamroll through this. No,
I know.
I'm just kidding. But all the discount links will be up on our show notes, of course. But then also, we are going to be showcasing these products on our Instagram at Cultivate a Good Life. So you can head over there and we will feature those there as well. So one thing to kind of start off, one thing with my kids in particular that I have done for years is we all want there to be like, you know, a number of things for kids to unwrap. But like I said, there's really one or two things that they really genuinely want. So one thing that I have done every year is I have purchased my kids a new set of sheets for their bed.
Okay.
And then Costco has a 2-pack of pillows that we love, and they each get a new pillow every year. Because who doesn't love a new pillow? Once a year, you need a new pillow anyways. And it's just kind of like...
You're going to make some people freak out right now.
Oh, you... I hope so. If you don't buy a new pillow every year,
Why is
you have
important?
To do that.
You probably need to go there.
Because like dead skin and dust mites, and it's just gross. And there's ways to wash them, but they're really difficult. And so, yeah, once a year. It's I think the two pack's like $14.97, and so it's very, very, very inexpensive. Yeah. But it also, I mean, kind of is like a great space filler for like presents if you're wanting more stuff under the tree, especially as your kids get older and they want like gift cards and AirPods and stuff.
Right.
Anywho, so we did the sheet sets every year, and we stopped that last year because our kids each had like five sets of sheets because they don't go through them in a year.
Right.
So we had to kind of revamp and think about that one.
This isn't like an overkill thing, the new sheets, but it's a tradition, it's so it's cute. Fun, right?
Well, we don't do it anymore because I have too many now.
Okay, so you really did stop
that. I overdid it, and then so I had to find an alternative to this. So I know you have heard us talk about Betty's before. And if you're not familiar with Betty's, if this is the first time you're hearing this name, this is a system of bedding. It is zip-up bedding, and it is so cute. It has, like, super strong zippers. It can completely deconstruct. It has comfort panels, amazing prints, looks so good. And this is something that is a price point that is really – really exceptional for what you're getting, but it's at price point where it would make a fantastic Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Really good gift.
Yeah. It's not like running over to Target and grabbing like
just some cheapy bedding. Like this is high quality, such good bedding. And I already have it for my girls on their bunk beds. Mm-hmm. And so kind of to take the place of the sheets and pillows, although if you haven't done sheets and pillows, totally you can do that too. My boys this year are each getting a Betty's set, and I can tell you this will be like one of their top two gifts because they are so jealous of the girls' bedding.
So I got to tell you something. By the way, Betty's is with D, B-E-D-D-Y-S.
Yep.
Betty's.
Betty's. Well, dot
technically
com.
There's an apostrophe in there. Anyway, you get it. I want to make sure people weren't like Googling Betty.
Betty's.
Betty's. Okay. Betty's. So I have to tell you that we actually got Betty's recently. Didn't wait for Christmas, not because we're impatient, but it was just, we just got.
You couldn't hide that light under a bushel,
could
not.
Like, anyway, we got Betty's for Cruz bed. And I'll tell you what, this boy was more excited to wake up in the morning and make his bed because all he had to do was zip it up on the sides. And he is over the moon. It like has changed his mood. It's like the cutest thing ever.
Because it's true. Like, we've talked about this before in our marriage episode. When your bedroom is clean, you feel good. Yes. And the same goes for kids. When their bed is made, it just there's like a sense of, I don't know, peace in their bedroom.
And if you only have to zip it up, are you kidding me right now?
It's easy peasy.
Yeah, kid-friendly thing ever.
And the
we
prints
are big fans here.
Are so cute. They also have accessory pillows. They have these little Betty buddies or like these little cute stuffed animals. They have amazing throws. Mm-hmm. So...
Oh, their blankets.
I got
the
them the boys the twin size.
Yeah.
For their beds, but Taylor and I were on actually last night, and we're going to be getting each of the kids a coordinating throw for
Love
their
it.
Bed as well.
Love it.
Very excited about Betty's. So Betty's is my first kind of Christmas hack
awesome.
Of a non-traditional gift. And guess what?
What?
Betty's loves you guys, and they want you to have Betty's. And so they are giving all the listeners of Cultivate a Good Life 20% off of their bedding. The code is Becky20. Don't panic. It will all be listed in show notes and on Instagram. But
we know
Becky20 to get 20% off this amazing gift.
Many of you are on the treadmill or running your errands or doing your laundry or doing things right now where you can't
take notes. Or making your kids stink in beds.
Right. Or you're doing that. But we know that you're probably not likely in a position to take notes. So yes, like Becky said, this will all be in the show notes. If you've never checked out the show notes, just so you know, they are found on the blog at BeckyHiggins.com. So BeckyHiggins.com/blog. We also include links under each listed episode on the podcast page. So that's BeckyHiggins.com/podcast. Anyway, it's all
there. But you want to check it out. Usually we post funny pictures of like things we've talked about. For instance, episode 9, I talked about our elf on the shelf spontaneously combusting. The charred remains of Poppy the elf are currently in show notes for episode 9.
The best ever.
Definitely worth checking out.
It totally is. All right, what else have you got?
So there's nothing worse than getting your kid like a toy that is fun and trendy. And like my kids always want something that's complete nonsense.
Yeah.
But it's just the thing they really want.
It's like the thing of the
But then they're
year.
Sick of it in like a week.
It's true.
Because it's not something they're creating. It's like kind of a play with and done kind of a situation. And so I have had my eye on this next company actually for like 2 years.
Whoa.
Because a friend of mine that I knew years back was kind of involved in the creation of this product. So I've been kind of charting her journey with this company. And the company is called Fuse Play. Their website is fuseplay.io.
F-U-Z-E.
F-U-Z-E play.io. And they have a product called the Zuby Flyer.
Okay.
Okay. This Zuby Flyer is a STEM toy. So it's totally a science engineering. It's good for boys. It's good for girls. It's good for young. It's good for old. Like, I was playing with it in my office yesterday.
Yes, she was.
And was quite entertained by it. So what it is this, it looks kind of like a Frisbee. It comes with these cool refraction light glasses as well. And it comes with this beautifully designed instruction manual. The instruction manual is meant to be used by a parent and a child. And it's kind of almost in like, not storybook form, but very simple, graphic, fun, so that you as a parent can learn alongside your child.
So is it designed to be an interactive, like it really should be parent and child together? Or is it something that the kid
That's a great thing about it is it's like if I was to get it for a 12-year-old, they probably could do it on their own.
Okay.
I just love like the broad appeal of it because
sure.
You could do it with a little child, but also you totally could do it with your 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of depends on your 12-year-old, I guess. But I love a product that is something parents and kids can do together.
Right.
And it's stinking fun.
And so it's fun as in like a game kind of way. Is it games?
So
activities?
You go through the manual, and what it looks like a Frisbee, and it has a computer board.
Okay.
That's probably not the right term.
But it's a thing.
The first thing you do is you take it out, and it will give you instructions on how to assemble it. Very, very simple, but that's like the first kind of like baseline learning you do with it.
That's cool.
Then you go through the first game, and it will teach you about what the different buttons do, how they communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 12 different games that are explained in the instruction manual that are preloaded, and there's lots of different things you can do with it. So fun. Then when you are really savvy and taking the time to do that, they've included a USB plug, and you can actually plug it into your computer. So once your kids have become like really familiar with the games and how to use the games, how to win the games, then you can plug it into your computer. And if you go to Fuse Play, it will teach you how to take that, the information, and you can recode it.
Oh, stop it.
It's so cool.
Okay. I have a 10-year-old. I don't know why I just said that. Crew. Everyone should know Crew by now.
Yes.
Crew is 10. He will be obsessed.
Oh, I can't
and
wait.
He will not be allowed to listen to this episode before Christmas.
Oh, none of my kids can listen to this.
Not this one. Because I don't know about your kids, but Crew is my one that really actually enjoys listening to our podcast.
He does. Actually, he's gotten in my car and asked to put it on before.
Right. It's kind of cute.
It is cute.
He will be banned from episode 10. That mm-hmm. sounds amazing.
And these glasses that come with it, these
yeah.
refraction glasses, are so cute. You put them on, and then the lights on the Zuby Flyer, like I said, it's a Frisbee. So it's just like a physical and electrical. It's just, it hits all the bases.
Uh-huh.
And you put it on and the lights turn into these, it's like
they're like
voodoo magic. It turns
yeah.
into like happy smiling star faces. They're
nothing
awesome.
Makes
but you can
happier.
You can also use these glasses though, like for looking at Christmas lights, for fireworks.
Okay, I get it now.
So
I,
cool.
I
so it's this
on.
Whole kit
yeah.
that's like every single fun scientific STEM learning awesome product in a box.
So fun.
It is so cool, and I kind of want to play with it, but I probably should wait till
you
after I give it to one
like,
of my kids
yeah.
for Christmas.
Why don't you wrap that up
and
put it under the tree?
I really need to actually wrap it up so I don't play with it
no,
anymore.
No, for real.
Because it's so fun.
For real.
And Fuse Play is giving everybody of the podcast 25% off this awesome Zuby Flyer using the
That's
code
amazing.
Becky25.
Oh, they
okay.
are so generous.
They really are.
That's
I really love
so
Fuse
cool.
Play. And this is a company, too, that will go and do, like, classes at schools. And this company is going places. Like, I can't wait to just see
That's awesome.
The new products they come out with, because I am a Zuby Play fan, faux show.
That makes me so happy to see companies doing really cool things that that they can take off and grow
totally.
Like that. Because
mm-hmm.
It sounds like an incredible experience.
It
or
is.
It's not just a toy.
Yeah.
It's not just.
We'll have to post some pictures of Crew playing with it, because I'm telling you, Crew is going to like.
I think we'll be posting pictures of Becky playing with it.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Let's be.
Becky and Crew.
Yeah. That's me and Crew having a play date with our Zuby Flyers.
It. That's so cool. All right. What else?
Our next favorite thing. Okay. You have heard us talk about Do Good, Be Kind in the past. This is one of our most favorite companies.
We love them.
Simply because it is run by two people just trying to like spread light and love to the world. And what could be better?
Husband and wife, by the way.
Yes.
Husband and wife, Chris and Britt. They are amazing. And like truly, they just want, they've been wanting to do this for nothing more than just the goodness in their hearts. Mm-hmm. It's really, really cool. They're about so much good.
They are.
We're talking about merchandise as far as like really fun, creative gift idea. But like the company does so much more than that. So you would know that when you're purchasing anything from them, that it is helping to help the other parts.
Promote their projects. Yes. Promote the goodness that they do in the world.
Yeah. And their projects include going into schools and actually helping kids and anti-bully stuff and really cool. What are those called? Not ceremonies.
Assemblies.
Thank you.
So if you really want to give an awesome gift, if you have like a lot of money to spend, what I recommend is contact them and seriously gift that assembly to like your local schools, because
that's kind of amazing.
I know, right? Wouldn't that be really cool?
That's
a good
idea. That's really good, Becky.
Because I'm telling you what, these people are, if the world were full of Chris and Brits, dude, we'd be holding hands, eating cookies, singing all the day long.
Yes, we would.
It would be so great.
They're amazing.
Aside from being fantastic, though. Their apparel, which dons their logo, Do Good, Be Kind, is super fantastic. Really, really cute. They have a wide variety of apparel. You've seen me wear their Do Good, Be Kind trucker hat. I probably wear it 2 days a week. I love it.
Yeah.
And they have these, they're called the So Soft hoodies. And they are just this buttery, delicious,
they are
squishy, lovely fabric. So my first Christmas present I bought this year, I bought probably back in beginning of October, was hoodies for each of my kids, the Do Good, Be Kind hoodies.
And they really are. I don't have a softer hoodie in my house.
Yeah.
They really are legitimately soft. Yes, the message is also good.
Yeah.
And it feels really good wearing something that says Do Good, Be Kind, because it spreads that light and that cheer and that happiness for anyone that sees you wearing it. But also, it's so dang comfortable.
Oh,
it is. It's so, we just love them.
Well, and what perfect time of the year, even in Phoenix when it's,
oh, as we're chilly here.
As Caroline says, though, Phoenix, she walks out of the house in the summer and she says, it feels like Satan's breath. Cute little sweet Caroline. But it actually does get cold here. And so around Christmas time-ish is when I'm realizing like, oh, garbage. Like their hoodies from last year don't fit that we've had packed away in a box.
Yeah.
So first purchase I made. They're all getting Do Good, Be Kind hoodies this year, and they're going to love them.
So go to dogoodbekind.life, and the code there, because you know you're going to want to save money also, is Becky10, and that will get you 10% off. And we're so grateful that they've extended that discount to you guys, our listeners, because we want you to save the money. We want them to sell more product. Everybody wins, guys.
Win, 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 win.
What else do we have?
Okay, so I have a question to you.
Yeah.
And this isn't like a huge philosophical question, just like gut reaction here.
Okay.
How do you feel about gifting gift cards?
Gut reaction, it doesn't offend me.
Doesn't offend me either.
Oh, okay. Is that okay to say that?
I think that's,
I don't know what you're going for.
I was just wondering what you were thinking
me
about
personally, I didn't know you were going to ask me that. For me, I'm like, well, to me, it's just generous, because that means that I'm choosing something that I want.
I think gift cards, especially for older kids, are the unsung heroes of Christmas, because I'm not going to give them like a Visa gift card, but we have given gift cards in the past. We have given iTunes gift card as stocking stuffers to our older kids who are really into music, which I think is a really great gift.
Yeah.
Also, okay, has anyone ever had this experience? So my mother-in-law last year was asking me, hey, what can we get? Give us some ideas for the kids for Christmas. And I literally stood there and was like, they don't need a darn thing.
Right.
Like, right. I can't think of anything that I would want in my house that, like, I just couldn't think of anything.
Yeah.
And so what I told her to get them was a gift card to our indoor trampoline park.
Awesome.
Which ours is Sky Zone. They're nationwide. I know there's a ton of other ones too, but get them gift cards to Sky Zone. And I kind of said it and I was like, ooh, I wonder how this is going to go over. So my in-laws last year got my kids these gift cards for Christmas.
I like that.
And I'm telling you what, best flipping gift
Aww.
Ever.
Awesome.
Because we were able to go to Sky Zone and do like outings during Christmas break.
Oh, you meet utilized up with, them right oh, then. Oh, that's so cool.
We for sure did. And because Sky Zone is such an amazing deal, like there, it's just a good deal.
Yeah.
I don't even think we ran out of it till darn near spring break.
Holy cow.
But it was so fun because it was something that we could do kind of after the Christmas week was over in that second week of vacation. When we had not much to do and the kids were starting to get antsy-pantsy.
Yeah.
We were able to go to Sky Zone.
That's so fun.
And it was the best Christmas gift ever.
That's so fun. And she probably felt really good then giving it because she wouldn't have thought of that because she doesn't live here, right? And right?
No. Yeah, she lives here. My mother-in-law.
Oh, sorry, I forgot that.
You know.
I'm so sad that I forgot that.
She actually knows her pretty well, so. She just forgot. It's fine.
I do know this, you guys. Sometimes my memory fails me. I need to meet her.
You've met her.
No, I haven't.
You have. You really have.
We haven't. We've talked on the phone.
Oh, that's right. You have talked on the phone, actually.
Anyway, I love that. And actually, this is kind of the fact that you said mother-in-law makes me think of my parents even and how they are wanting to do something generous and kind. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, I have no idea.
Well, and they want to do something special that the kids are going to love. And I always that's try really to reserve cool. that one gift that's like their thing they want for like myself selfishly.
For sure.
And I'm not going to be like giving that idea to you.
No, of course not.
So this idea was awesome. And if you have a Sky Zone close to you, which you can check on skyzone.com, they actually have a Black Friday deal going on. So you can get an annual pass on Black Friday, so November 23rd, for $99 for the entire year.
What is, you mean like you can go anytime?
For the whole year?
For $99.
Black Friday only, $99.
Okay, no question, I'm doing that.
Is that
not
amazing?
No, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
no, that's really, really good.
It's awesome.
Well, and what that is we're talking about kind of materialistic things. I mean, that's what this episode is about, is just these fun gift ideas. But that is memories. That is creating memories. And yes. I'm assuming you were right there on the trampolines with the kids.
Oh, for the sure.
Your bladder stays intact, nice and strong?
Nope, I pee my pants a little bit every single time. But it is worth it. It is a worth it situation. I get to play dodgeball with Taylor. That's always fun. He usually beats me.
Can we join you? I want to take you down in the dodgeball.
Bring it.
Did you just call me a child?
You just wait. Right. The Proudfits are going to take the Higgins
down. I'm so excited about this.
And
I'm really stoked. Seriously, I did not realize that you can get an annual pass for $99.
This is new because normally they have a pass you can get in the summer that's like around $100, but it's only for the summer. $99 for the whole year.
Okay. Stinking Black Friday. Heck. Got it. In my mind. I'm
also,
the
they
calendar.
Have another deal starting November 19th. Online and in-store, if you purchase a $30 gift card, it also includes limited edition holiday socks and 30 minutes of jump time.
That's fun.
Faux free? I love Sky Zone, and I'm here to tell you, I will be jumping with my kids, and we will take you down.
I can't wait.
But you know what?
To be taken down.
When we come home from Sky Zone, the sugar has been burned off. Mm-hmm. Everyone has done physical activity. Mm-hmm. Maybe they threw a dodgeball if they had some aggression at each other, but mm-hmm. it's fine. Safe
it's
place.
Fine.
And it makes us all better people.
Honestly. And then you guys come home, get in your pajamas, grab your heart-shaped pizza.
That's right. No, that's Valentine's.
Oh, okay. Oh, dang it. And watch a movie.
Just grab some leftovers. Are you kidding? It's Christmas. Eat yourself a cookie.
This is amazing. I'm pumped. Okay,
so and if you don't have a Sky Zone that's close to you, look up something like that.
Oh,
everybody has a bounce house place or like a trampoline park place. But
totally.
Really super great gift idea. Okay. This next company I want to talk about, I have really been salivating over for quite some time.
Okay.
So I really love to give gifts to my friends, to teachers, to neighbors, whoever, that are meaningful. And it's always a struggle for me to find something that is like meaningful but not chintzy. And I found it.
Good.
Y'all, I have found it. So there is a company. They are called Brian Anthony's.
Okay.
Their website is Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Anthony's.com. And they are jewelry kind of with a purpose. So they have necklaces, earrings, bracelets, really, really cute designs, high quality materials at a really great price point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me give you an example. So there is a necklace they have called the tribe necklace, and it's a cute little dainty tribe symbol, okay? On the packaging, this is what it says, okay? It says, people come and go, but once in a while you meet certain people who you know are going to stay in your life forever. The ones you could talk with for hours but still enjoy their comfortable silence. The one you can laugh with and cry with. The ones that stick by your side, believe in you, and help you remember who you really are. You know, the once-in-a-lifetime kind of people. The drop-everything, call-in-the-middle-of-the-night, always-there, no-matter-what people. These people are your tribe. Love them fiercely.
That's awesome.
Is that awesome?
That's so awesome.
And it's almost like giving this beautiful piece of jewelry that is super well made, mm-hmm. but also like it's almost like giving him a beautifully written card too.
Well, it's better than a card. It kind of is one of those sentiments that because they receive the jewelry mm-hmm. with the message that comes, it's packaged with it.
Yeah.
You can never look at that jewelry or wear that jewelry and mm-hmm. not think about the spirit yes. in which it was given,
the
right?
warm fuzzies
yeah,
in your heart.
Because it really, yeah, it's really special. And it's really beautiful.
Oh, they're really, really cool on trend pieces. And they're really well designed.
Yeah.
And so they're not, like I said, they're not chintzy. They're meaningful and extremely beautiful. So Becky actually has a set. It's called the Thick and Thin set. And it's like, it's two necklaces mm-hmm. and it's through thick and thin. There is another set called Stick Together that is this beautiful cactus pendant. I have one. I have a kind of a thing with my friends that we talk about elephants a lot because elephants, mama elephants, when one of the young in the tribe is in trouble, one of the young elephants, the mama elephants like join their booties together to like protect that one like struggling child. And so we always joke in our like village of friends that we're the mama elephants joining our booties together to protect our young.
And we got our booties.
So they have an elephant necklace that is a strength necklace. Mm, they have so many options, that. You guys. You really need to head over to their website, briananthonys.com. And of course, we've got a discount code. It is Becky, BA20. And that will get you 20% off an already amazing price point. Like, this is a really nice gift.
It is.
So head over there. Check it out. I will, because I want every last stinking darn one of them.
Well, Claire will definitely be getting this for Christmas, my daughter. Yeah.
I know. I want to get matching ones for me and my daughters, mm-hmm. I think.
That's really.
And for my friends. Mm-hmm. And for the teachers. And for everyone else in my life.
Good thing you got a discount code here.
Exactly.
20% off.
I'll be
awesome.
Utilizing that for sure.
So Becky BA20 for 20% off. And that's at briananthonys.com.
Correct.
Love it.
Okay. This next gift. All right. I have a daughter who sort of idolizes Becky Higgins, which all my kids don't call her Becky. Like, they'll be like, Becky Higgins! Becky Higgins!
Particularly Caroline.
Caroline.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of cute.
So I came to Becky's Favorite Things Boutique just to shop last year and saw this product, and I don't know why I didn't realize she had it before. Maybe because I don't scrapbook.
Maybe.
Because I struggle in that area.
Maybe something about that.
But that product like stood out to me and was so special that I had to share it with you. Because I bought one for my daughter last year for Christmas. She's getting the kind of expansion pack this year. And I'm getting it for my other three children this
Brilliant.
Year. Okay.
Smart move.
So this product is a Becky Higgins product. And it is a book called All About Me.
I did not tell her to put this on the list.
No, for real. And this even if I didn't love you, like even if you were some rando person, this still would be on my list because it was one of Lucy's favorite gifts last
year. Totally. No, it's I can confidently say how incredible this is. Because it you tell me what you want to say.
Okay.
And I'll just fill in the
gaps. Yeah, I was going to say, you just chime in. Because she doesn't know what I'm going to say
about
this.
No, I don't.
So the best way that I can describe this product,
Well, what's it called?
I did. I said
it. Did you say it?
Yeah, it's called the All About Me.
Sorry.
So it is a
I should pay attention.
It's a system of journaling prompts. So it's a little photo album-ishy type thing.
I'm not going to interrupt.
You let me finish. It is a beautifully designed album, and it has the inserts that come with it. And on these inserts are journaling prompts. Mm-hmm. So there are different sections. There's favorite foods. There's things that are kind of surface. Then there's sections, which is where I think this really becomes a special product. There's a section where one of the prompts is, what is a trial I have endured? What are things that I have overcome? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? And for me, it's kind of like mom and dad fill out the baby book. And then after that baby book is over, done at 5-6 years, this All About Me book kind of kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Lucy got this last year and writes in it almost every road trip. Because she's not even done filling it out. It comes with a really awesome big substantial pack of these journaling prompts. And so she's not even through filling it out from last year.
Well, she shouldn't be through because it actually is designed to cover your entire childhood.
Uh-huh.
So it will take Lucy and your other kid. It will take any child through their teenage years. Keep
and
going.
And she works on it all the time. Like, I she pulls it. It out and works on it and loves it. And they also have, which again, not sure how I miss this, but they have the Project Life photo pages that can go inside of that, that fit inside of that. And they have the card pack that is designed to go with this. So that's what I mean when I say Lucy's getting the expansion pack this year.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a cool product because it is something that they will work on all the time for a long time. And journaling and memory keeping, although I tend to suck at it, is really important. And this is exactly
the
kind.
We're going to get you in a good place. It's all good.
Oh, man. Someday.
No, you will.
This is exactly the kind of thing that's right up my alley, though. Because if I could have one thing from my kid's childhood, rather than a scrapbook I made, I would rather them, in their own words, be telling me about their experience.
Right.
It's just such a special product. It brings a little tear to my eye.
Are you tearing up?
Did you have anything to add?
Oh, geez. I could talk about this one for days. No, you covered it really well.
Oh, yay. Okay,
I just am so passionate about this because I'm I really, really believe that, well, I believe in documenting. And if, you know, those of you who are listening who are scrapbookers and who have been a long time.
Dang, good for you.
Customer or follower of my work and that sort of thing, you're probably wondering when we're going to talk about memory keeping in some way. And
it's
we
coming.
Will.
It's a coming.
Don't you worry. It's a coming. But I really care deeply about helping people to preserve their memories. And like you said, there's just not a better way for a child's life to be preserved than in their own words. Now, I think it's the best of all worlds if you can, you yourself as a parent create or a grandparent create an album with pictures for the child. But this is in one, it, by the way, it's 6x8. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the album has rings in it. Just like an album that you would picture. Mm-hmm. And then the page set has the holes in it. Yeah. And then like Becky said, those photo pocket pages, those have holes in it, in the spine. And so it's designed so everything's just in this cute little binder.
They can bring it. Like Lucy brings it on road trips all the time. It's very portable.
I wanted to make sure to point out the size because it's not like a big scrapbook.
Right.
Because most people think scrapbooks are big.
Like 12x12.
Right.
Yeah, no.
This is 6x8. It's little. So you get the album. You get the page set. You can stop right there. You don't need anything else. You don't need glue. You don't need to cut anything. You don't have to add pictures if you don't want to. But the page set that has the pockets where you can add photos is awesome. That's what you're saying Lucy's going to get, which is awesome. So the main
and
thing about this
it.
That I want to just point out is, and why it's so significant to anyone who uses it. All three of my kids have done this very product, All About Me, is because there is absolutely evidence to show that kids, when they document and record and journal and write and preserve memories and write about their story in any way, it really helps them to be centered and grounded. And they know they have a better sense of who they are, what they're about. And
it makes them process through, right?
Process.
It makes them think through. And that was the thing really that stuck out to me. I think there's some funny things. What are your pet peeves?
Sure.
Those are awesome too.
Yeah.
But the journal prompts in some of these sections are really like poignant questions.
Yeah. There's some good stuff in there.
And it's not like I can sit down, you know, it's hard as a parent to sit down and be like, I want you to tell me your biggest insecurity and your experiences with that.
And can you please make sure that the verbiage is perfect?
And I'm going to record you so that I can make it a book later.
No, it's
Do you know
so,
what I mean?
It's so good. And it allows them to just spend the time that they want to take doing it. And it's just, it's awesome. It's special. The one other thing that I will say is, what? Oh my goodness. I promise it was really important to bring up.
I'm going to share the code while you
share the
that.
Code.
Whoa, so because Becky thing. Loves us and because
I do.
I'm the boss of her. Just kidding.
She
I'm not
is.
The boss. of course she's giving you a discount code. So the discount code for this product, you can find it at BeckyHiggins.com. The discount code is Becky10. And I'm telling you, this is already like a less expensive product for sure.
Oh yeah.
And you get an additional 10% off.
Oh, I know what I was
Ooh,
gonna say.
Yes, you
no,
in the back.
So
you
important.
In the back.
I have a feeling someone is wondering this. That's why it's so important.
Yes.
Is it for boys or for girls?
Both. The design is for both.
Yes.
It's for young, it's for old. Yeah. Like it is for anybody.
Yeah, young or old in the childhood. It really is a childhood.
Although
book.
I will say this.
I was gonna go
somebody
there.
At Pinner's, we were at Pinner's last weekend, came up to me and said, I am buying these this year because I want my husband to fill one out and me to fill one out.
Yes.
And I thought, what a dang good idea.
Yes. We actually had an adult version of this very product for a while. It was awesome. It was not our choice to discontinue it. This is a behind the scenes anecdote, but it was discontinued and I'm so sad about it. But this can totally be used to basically encapsulate your whole childhood mm-hmm. in a 6x8 book. But guys, for sure, gender neutral in its design. It is so fun. It's just a fun design. And you, as soon as your child is able to write, mm-hmm. that is the youngest age that it would be for, because you don't want to fill this out for them. This really is for them to fill out. Mm-hmm. And then it, like I said, it goes through their childhood. So even if you have a kid who's about to leave the nest, mm-hmm. gift them this and then they can just fill it out all in one sitting even. So anyway, thanks for choosing to feature my
I love you, but this product really stands on its own.
Yeah, it's awesome.
All right. So now on to kind of a fun thing.
Wasn't it fun?
Well, of course it's fun thing. But this is kind of like silly fun thing.
Oh, okay.
So I have also been thinking about this a lot. Is I really find that my children, if I just get them like all the little weird things they want, mm-hmm. They could have 87 presents, but I promise you they will play with 3.
Yeah.
And that is it. And the others will be cast aside, shoved in a toy box, and forgotten about in the next 12 hours after Christmas. And so I've been trying to be very intentional about giving gifts that are like creating or cultivating like a love of something or helping them obtain a new skill. So I had this idea like in the middle of the summer that I wanted to get. And to be quite honest with you, I have 4 kids, 2 boys, 2 girls. You know this. I don't know who's getting it.
Oh.
But I know this is going to be under the tree on Christmas.
That's fun.
And someone's going to get it.
That's a mystery.
But I haven't figured out who, because this gift is for who, it could be for any of them.
She's giving it to herself.
Or it may be for me also. So I have been thinking about buying a ukulele for our house for a long time.
That's so fun.
But I have been searching kind of high and low there's many different varieties of like price point. Sure. But I wanted a high quality one, but one that a 6-year-old could use, one that I could use, let's be honest.
Obviously.
And I finally found it.
Oh,
I found it on Amazon.
Congratulations.
That's why I don't have a discount code for this one, mm-hmm. but it's Amazon Prime. So the link will be in the show notes, and then I'll also include it on Instagram. But we are going to be buying one of our kids, a ukulele this Christmas.
I'm going to point out what's really speaking to me right now, because I am not getting a ukulele this year for anyone. Is the bigger principle that you just touched on, I want to emphasize. If our gifts help the recipient, our kids or our spouse or friend or whoever, to cultivate a skill, to mm-hmm. develop a talent, to increase their knowledge, mm-hmm. that to me becomes so much more meaningful mm-hmm. than just a thing, just a game, just a toy.
And they're going to feel good doing it, which means it's going to get used. Because if you feel good doing something, it's going to be used as opposed to like toy Hatchimal.
Totally.
I'm sure Hatchimals are wonderful, it's like that egg thing that was popular where you like rub it and the little furry animal pops out. But it's
no clue.
Yeah.
I'm not socially
But things like that,
sometimes.
I really think that they go through those cycles with those.
Yeah.
And I just feel sick when I donate all that stuff and I think about the dollar amount attached to like mm-hmm. the it toy for that season. Mm-hmm. It makes me want to puke.
Yeah.
And so.
So the equivalent to the ukulele under the Higgins tree, mm-hmm. because my kids will not be listening to this episode, is.
No, ma'am, they won't.
But along the same lines of the principle that we're talking about here, Claire's getting a skateboard.
Uh-huh.
She.
Actually, one of my kids wants a skateboard too.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is a skill.
It's Caroline. She's 6.
Oh, I love it.
She wants a glow-in-the-dark penny board.
Oh my gosh, I love her.
So she'll probably be getting that too.
They are going to skateboard together.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure. I am certain they will.
They totally will. No, I love that. And it's a skill and it's an interest. And, you know, I've asked my kids recently, like, what's something that you really want to, what do you want to develop? What's something you're interested in? What's something you're curious about? Let's explore that.
Right.
Anyway.
So there will be the ukulele. And this one, that the Amazon link I'm providing, it actually comes in a bunch of different colors. So I think we're going to get like the greeny turquoisey one.
So fun.
But really cool. So go check out that Amazon
Love
link.
It.
Okay. Along that same line of creation.
Yes.
Long since have we gotten our kids like creation sets, art sets, crafting-y stuff.
Yeah.
But as they're getting a little bit older, it's been harder to find kits that are like kind of relevant to their age still.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, you may not know what I'm talking about, so let me know if you know what I'm talking about. Have you seen those blankets that are those super chunky knit blankets?
Me personally?
Have you seen them?
They're the yummiest visual thing to ever hit my eyeballs.
Huh?
Yeah.
So good.
No, really, really fun.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, these are knit blankets made out of yarn that are like 2 inch. The yarn itself is like 2 inches-ish.
It's crazy.
1 to 2 inches in diameter.
No, it's like crazy, crazy.
Yeah, like super really thick.
Yeah.
And we had found these. One of my kids and I were looking at them and thinking how cool it would be to get one. But right as I was starting cancer treatment, I thought, ooh, this will be fun. We can buy the supplies to do this. Mm. And like we can work on it as I'm sick. It'll just be something to do while I'm sick. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you, I searched high and low. I found the yarn. It was going to be like $700 to buy the yarn to like
me?
Do this project.
Seriously?
For reals. Like what? I looked high and low. And the only place I could find it that it was like going to be legit and for real and was Etsy, and it was so expensive. So adding it up in our heads, I was like, yeah, this is not happening.
Kind of have to pay for cancer treatment.
Yeah.
Kind of have
not the time
bills.
Not the time for a $700 blanket, really. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
So as we were walking through Pinners, Becky and I went to Utah Pinners just kind of to go as consumers and have fun and
find some fun things
as we were doing some other things in Utah. And I came across his booth and like stopped in my tracks and was like, oh man, Beck, we got to go check this out. The company is called Made with Cozy. Their website is madewithcozy.com. These genius mother and daughter duo started a company where they have worked out all the manufacturing, all those deals to get this delicious, yummy yarn that's hard to find and awesome.
Super hard to find in the United States. Like
no, like they import it actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They
like
have
it's
to
not,
import it.
It's not here. It's not in this country.
Right.
Yeah.
So they have made all those deals and they have created a DIY cozy kit.
It's kind of amazing.
Also going to be under my tree this year.
Yeah.
It is a kit with essentially what I really wanted a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
With the right amount of that delicious yarn to create. They have 3 different sizes of blankets. So varying price points, and it's the video and the materials to make this blanket that you, it's knitting, but you do it just with your hands. You don't need anything else. And they've created a system that is super, super easy to do.
That's so cool.
So this is another project that you can work on with your kids.
I love that.
So fun. They have it in tons of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if this is just not your jam, the creation thing, they also sell them like pre-made on their website if that's more your style.
Yeah.
But I am so excited for this one because I literally was looking for this exact product a year ago. So when I saw it, I was like, yes, someone else was looking for it too. And I'm so glad you did all the legwork and I
seriously
just get to buy it.
And it's visually delicious.
So beautiful.
And there are different types of yarn too. Mm-hmm. So there's kind of more the kind that's like, I would call it a little bit more fragile. Like you can't just throw it in the washer and dryer.
So just if you don't have kids, maybe that yarn is not for you. Because that one, I think they said you had to be dry cleaned. And I was like, yeah,
like
that's
something
not,
really high maintenance,
that's
which,
not
which
for
is an
me.
Option for some people. But for most of us,
if you have it all together and your kids aren't filthy like mine, go there and send me a picture and I'll pretend it's my picture.
No, but the for the most part, most of us are going to want to throw it in the washer and dryer. And they totally have yarn like that. And like Becky
it's
said,
soft.
It's so soft. It's not just pretty in pictures. Mm-hmm. And trust you me, this will be showing up in pictures in my house because
it's so pretty.
It is so chunky and yummy and gorgeous. And and the fact that you can make it with your hands, no tools, no, like
nothing.
that is my language.
You
right
just
there.
Need a dream and this instructional video and you are good
maybe
to
some
go.
Hot cocoa and
that's
a movie.
Right. Yeah. So, and of course, we have a discount code because this mother-daughter duo are so awesome. They are the sweetest people. And the discount code is Becky10, and you're going to get 10% off any of those kits. So, go
cool.
check it out. Varying sizes, varying colors. There is something for everyone. Boys, girls, all of the above. And it's a product that you create. It's a moment. Like what a...
Yes.
Man, what a moment to create that with your kids.
That's kind of amazing to be able to say, I made this,
yes.
whether it's you or your child. And again, that is madewithcozy.com.
Yes.
Very cool. Okay.
The next topic.
Yes, tell me.
Why are you touching my
paper? I'm touching your paper because I don't know if you... Did you want to do that one?
Yes.
Or later.
Later. Hey.
You guys don't mind us.
We're just, this is, so just so you know, in case we haven't mentioned it 87 times, we don't edit our content portion because we feel like our stupid comments may bring you some joy.
We hope so.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
The next kind of like topic group of presents I want to talk about. So is monthly subscription type items. Okay?
Yeah.
The this reason why I love this is because it's a gift you give at Christmas, and generally you have like a something associated with that, like their first kit. Mm-hmm. But it's something that comes once a month for the entire year.
Yep. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
How stinking awesome is that?
Very.
Because in March, they're not thinking about their Christmas presents anymore. And you're going to be the hero because a box is going to show up and they're going to be so happy. You're going to be the hero of March. The hero of March.
And the hero of August. And then again in October.
Exactly.
It is the gift that keeps on giving. Literally, it's brilliant. And there's a bazillion of these monthly subscription type things.
I really subscribe to these, like in general, I invest in these monthly subscriptions because I just think they're really fun. So yeah. I've had Birchbox, FitFabFun. True story, when I was little, we actually were gifted a Fruit of the Month Club from Harry and David.
Okay.
It was so cool.
That's awesome.
It would come to our house and we would fight over who'd get the
the really delicious pear.
Stop pear. Stop it. I'm not kidding. I remember fighting over pears.
When I think of Harry and David, I think of pears. Is that funny?
Oh yeah. Harry and David.
I've never been gifted Harry and David, but growing up, my parents did receive some Harry and David stuff, and I'm pretty sure I wanted the pear.
So Harry and David is not what I'm telling you about. No. Although go to Harry and David because they've got great stuff. This one that I want to tell you about is another food-ish type thing.
We like food around here.
And it is for kids. So is anyone else's kids into what's that one called? Nailed It? That show on Netflix? You guys have got to check it out.
I haven't heard of that.
It is this baking show where regular people come on and they give them this really hard project, create this cake that looks upside down and glittery. And then they have to create it.
Oh, my.
And
sounds entertaining.
It's called Nailed It because they don't nail it ever. Oh, but it's so, so funny.
Yeah.
And my kids are obsessed with this show.
That's cute.
They're really obsessed in general with cooking. But as we talk about cultivating a skill, I want to be able to teach my kids to cook. But they really want to do things independent, I'm realizing. I have no idea where they get that fierce sense of independence from.
That's super weird, right?
I'm not sure. I can't relate to that in any way. And so I'm trying to help them to be more independent. But it's hard with cooking because it's knives and fire and such.
Well, and then you'd still have to prep all the stuff. How independent are they when you still have to do all the things?
Well, I'm just going to call a spade a spade. Okay. I can't afford any more medical bills this year, or I'm going to be eating dinner at the Higgins household because I won't be able to afford groceries.
We would welcome you with open arms.
We cannot have someone get burned.
No.
I just can't. I can't.
No, not this year.
No.
So what's the solution?
There is a kit, a monthly subscription kit, which someone will be gifting my kids. I'm not sure who yet, but someone will be gifting myself. Becky Higgins. Becky Higgins is gifting.
Becky.
It is called radishkids.com. The service is called Radish Kids. And what it is it is
Hold on. I'm going to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Because if we can slow it down and break it down, rad dish kids.
Yeah.
So Radish Kids, when you say it fast, you're like, what? I don't even know what that is.
Dish.
But it's rad, like you're rad.
So
and
you're,
dish,
if you buy
like
this,
food.
You are rad. And then your children will also, in turn, be rad.
Yes, they will be.
And they will also cook you dinner once a month.
And put it in a dish.
Win, 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 win.
And now it all makes sense.
And now it all makes sense.
Radish Kids.com. Okay, I love it. Keep going.
So it is a cooking club. So each box comes with a culinary lesson. So it teaches them how to make...
Culinary? Is that really how you say it?
Culinary? It's not culinary.
We're both from the East.
It's culinary.
Culinary.
I'm going to need you to weigh in. Is it culinary or culinary or both?
It's either.
I think I'm fancy. What's happening here?
We know that both are correct, but Becky's from New York and I am from Maryland. And so sometimes when we hear each other say a word, we're like, wait a second.
Wait, huh?
Didn't we come from the same-ish?
Maybe it's
the
like West? Target, Target.
Yeah, well, that's just...
I'm so bougie. Okay?
Okay, keep going.
So it comes with a culinary lesson and it is a mealtime solution all in one. So it comes with, and this is my favorite part of Radish Kids.
I'm so excited
right
now.
So in each kit, you get a little patch.
Yeah.
Yay, I've now made spaghetti or whatever. And
where's
you get
the
to
patch
put
go?
The patch on an apron.
Do they give you the apron?
I think you have to purchase it
on
the website.
Okay, so that's kind of a...
Actually, you know what? We'll check on that.
We'll make sure it's in the show notes.
But
that's cool.
Then it comes with a little kitchen utensil
uh-huh.
that is specific to that dish. So I have a few kits. One came with a piping bag.
Okay.
And will have to do with that dish that is being created that month. Another one is like a little pie spatula.
Question.
Yeah.
So each monthly kit, is it for mm-hmm. one recipe? Or is it like a, do you know? Or if it's, is it like a
three?
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's three recipes each month.
That's cute.
So
that's just enough.
And the good thing is like I get one of those cooking services where they drop off the food, but it's kind of tricky because when you have like perishables on your front porch, mm-hmm. especially in Phoenix in the mm-hmm. summer, if they drop it off at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
This doesn't come with any food. It comes with the instructions. It comes with the tools. It comes with the fun stuff. And then it has a laid out grocery list of exactly what you
Perfect.
Need.
Perfect.
So I am going to give that grocery list. We're going to go to the store. I'm going to say, here's your grocery list. It has pictures. They're going to go find it. It's going to be awesome.
I might gift this to my nearly 16-year-old because
I'm going to gift it to every last one of my children. If I play my cards right, if it's three, so that's 12 meals a month.
You know what?
If I play that correctly. That
Put
is 3 meals a week
your
I don't
feet
have
up
to make.
On the coffee table and read yourself a book while the kids are making
and the
dinner.
The best thing is they're going to think it's a present. It's going to be awesome.
You are so strategic.
I know.
This is brilliant.
I'm totally self-serving.
I literally am so excited about this because we are trying to be good about teaching the kids self-reliance and independence and how to do things and how to stay on top of their responsibilities in life and at home and in the kitchen. And sometimes I feel like I'm failing at some of those efforts. And this, I feel like, is a great tool to help nudge that along, but it's fun.
But and
it's
I just fun. Love that they can be independent because I am here to tell you I've tried to do some cooking lessons with certain children who I have born.
Yeah.
And the power struggle is not
–
It doesn't go as well as one might think.
Doesn't work.
And so I just love how they've set it up to be an independent learning kind of a situation.
So really the idea truly is to like step aside once they have the groceries.
Well, I mean, with my 6-year-old, I probably won't be stepping aside. But yes, the older ones, absolutely for sure. I will be stepping aside. And these are recipes. Keep in mind, these are recipes, instructional recipes with kids in mind. This is specifically for children.
Right.
And so they have thought, they've done all the hard work and thought through all these things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go on Pinterest.
No.
No, ma'am, I sure
heck
don't.
No.
So I'm very excited about this service.
Awesome.
And we've got a code. So they are giving you 50% off your first month of a 6-month membership. So you don't even have to commit to a full year.
That's so cool. Wait, you don't?
No.
That's really
cool. Your first
cool.
month of a 6-month membership. So
That's
you could try
awesome.
It out for 6 months and see what you think.
I really like
that. And
that
code is just simply Becky.
What was that again?
Becky. Just Becky. Okay, I'm going to let Becky chime in here because I've not let her talk a lot today.
This is just fine. Which one? The other subscription idea?
Yes, the other subscription idea.
Oh, I thank you for the honor.
It's just so good. Beck,
it's
do you want to
so
take this one away?
Good. Sure, I sure will.
Oh, we're at 52.
We definitely
It's over an hour.
Are over an hour.
It's fine.
Not a big deal.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. We are around here fans of Hillary Weeks. She is a singer-songwriter. And we think she's remarkable.
Basically, she's one of my personal like hero type people.
But we're not going to go into that right
also
now.
Also the recipient of.
That's a story for another day. Are you about to share the Instagram story? Yeah.
I may or may not have left a print of my buttocks on a white leather bench in Hillary Weeks' bedroom. On her husband's birthday.
So what we're trying to say is.
I love her a lot.
We love her so much that we reached out to her and said, we've got to record an episode of this podcast with you, to which she expressively responded with exclamation points. And it's a big, fat love fest, really, is what it is.
She's my friend now, guys.
No, she's...
Like, for real friend.
Yeah. Becky's kind of glowing
right
now. I'm
going to go sleep over.
This episode is coming up in a couple of weeks. And so stay tuned for that. Why are we talking about Hillary Weeks in context with subscriptions? Because she has created something that is so unique in the music industry that we really have never seen done. And it is so special. So she basically has created a musical toolkit program.
Can I interrupt for one sec?
No. And okay.
Becky's like, it's my turn. Stupid.
I know. I've got the microphone. I'm grabbing
it
with two hands.
I think it's just interesting why she created it. Because
yeah.
she was saying, you know, she's put out so many CDs and amazing, amazing, uplifting, inspirational music.
Like the best.
But she just didn't feel like putting out a CD with 12 songs was just the thing to do. Because she felt like, you know, sometimes all 12 songs aren't really enjoyed, and she really felt inspired that she wanted each of these 12 songs to be released in a meaningful way. So this program she's created is in place of a CD.
Yes.
So these songs will not be available anywhere else, but you are going to be able to delve into the amazingness of the message of all 12 of these songs.
It's an experience. That's the goal mm-hmm. that she has. It's really, really cool because each month you get a new song and they're already recorded. This mm-hmm. is the, I mean, she yeah. has thought this through and has been working on this for a long time. So it's ready to go. It's ready to be in your life.
You can sign up today.
Today, you can do it. We'll tell you that info in 2 seconds. But each month you get a new song, you get a study sheet, you get the sheet music. If that is, you know, because we have a lot of listeners who probably play
it on your ukulele.
Or there's that.
Just saying.
Will you learn it for me? Learn some of the songs in the ukulele.
Okay, maybe one of my kids will.
That's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. But you're going to get the instrumental track, and if you know, for karaoke night,
why not?
No, but really, I can totally see you, Becky, singing.
Oh, I will be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. We It'll might happen. Be performing that.
Yep.
And then you get other things like an 8x10 picture, and you get these downloadable quote things. It's just so, so, so cool. And the whole purpose of this is that instead of just getting a CD and just listening to the music and just going through all the songs, each month you get to really like feel mm-hmm. the song, the music.
The inspiration behind
yes, the lyrics and understanding more about it. It's so cool. We could go on for days, but we also are like way over our goal of what time.
Dang it. No and ice cream for me today.
I know. Well, listen. It's okay. Go to livealintoday.com. So Hillary Weeks is her name. Many of you know who she is. And if you didn't already, now you know who she is. But the website for this subscription program is livealintoday.com. And the code is Becky15. That's what's going to save you 15% mm-hmm. on the subscription. And I can't even tell you how much I already am feeling so excited to make this a thing that I do in the next year. That every month I'm going to have this music just fill mm-hmm. my soul.
And the price yeah. on this is like a no-brainer. Awesome. Like you can be purchasing yeah. this for tons of people. In fact, I probably will be buying like 10 subscriptions because I'm gifting it to a lot of people. Because what better gift than giving someone the gift of like light and love and music in their home?
And peace, by the way. Mm-hmm. Like her music will bring you so much peace because it is, that's just how it is. It's just Hillary through yeah. and through. It's a good one. So those are two completely different type of subscription ideas. And these that we both happen to have discount codes for you. But of course, there are lots of other subscription ideas too. I just think that these are
These are the best, quite honestly.
No big deal.
All right. Two more products and then we're done. But I wanted to share a lot of these products can go for kids or adults. But these next two specifically are for, the next one. The one after that can be for anybody.
Okay.
But this next one is a company called Constructed Matter. And in Becky's kitchen, she has this this Arizona eye chart picture, and we'll post a picture in show notes so you can see what we're talking about.
It's really more of a print, not a picture. Yeah, it's a print. Don't think an image. Yeah, yeah. Like it's a graphically designed print. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's been in her kitchen, and I've kind of admired it for a while. And it is Arizona and places in Arizona put in the design of an eye chart.
It's so cool.
Like the kind where they're like, cover your right eye and read the third line.
Like design like an eye chart, like you would see in a doctor's office. But
not like a chart. It doesn't have an eyeball on it.
No, there are no eyeballs.
Just so we're clear.
I bet you didn't know this about it. You know how an eye chart is like these little numbers off to the side? I have a brother who's an optometrist, and I still couldn't tell you exactly what like all that means.
Right.
But the designer of this, the company is Constructed Matter, and the designer was so fun and decided that those little numbers off to the side is actually the elevation of each of the cities that are listed.
Oh my gosh. And
like really, really cool. Just like fun little details like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so.
And don't worry, they don't just have the state of Arizona.
Oh, no.
They have all 50 states.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking last night just to make sure all 50 were in there, and they are. All 50 states are in there. I think it's so fun because we have so many family who have lived a bunch of different places. We've lived a bunch of different states, and this is just such a fun, personal little gift, but it is graphically beautiful. Like, it would fit into any style of any home.
And it's just unique.
It's gorgeous.
It's unique. And when you think about the gifting part of it, like if there's someone that has either, you know, maybe they just have a sentimental place that means something really a lot to them, right? Mm-hmm. Like whether it's because they're from there,
right?
Or that's
they
like,
were married there, or they started a business. Yeah.
My favorite idea with what we're talking about now with these ideas is that you can even give someone a collection of three or four or whatever, and they can put a trio or or quad.
Of all the places they've lived or are significant to their family. Yeah,
because they have, for all 50 states, the size is smaller. Mm-hmm. So you can put together like this whole collection of, you know, like a set. But for Arizona and incidentally Minnesota, because that's actually where they're from. It seems so random, but like that's what it is.
Yeah.
Is constructed matter.
My next door neighbors are actually from Minnesota.
Oh, are they? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, then there you go. So for those two states, they have like the larger prints and with these custom frames, and that's all fancy. But for most of you listening who live anywhere else.
Oklahoma, New York, Florida, Alaska, Hawaii,
South Carolina,
wow, are we North gonna, Dakota, wow. South Dakota, wow. Nevada, Oregon, Washington.
Okay, stop. Can you name all the capitals? Okay.
Oh, anyway. No, for sure not.
We could.
My kids could, but I could.
That would be fun trivia. So anyway, it is just a fun, unique home decor product that really, you just can't go wrong with it because graphically it's so clean and simple that it doesn't look, it's not farmhouse. It's not modern. It's not stylized. No, not at all.
Anything just, that anyone has going on.
Do we have a code?
Of course we have a code. The code for 10% off any of these prints is Becky10.
Woo-woo.
So linked in show notes. Okay, guys.
Love it.
We're to the end.
You said you had one more.
I do have one more.
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
What?
That we're to the end, but the end of meaning I have one more. The last one. I do.
I've got something I want to add.
Oh, go ahead.
No, at the end.
Okay.
At the end.
Perfect. You can tie the bow on it. You're a good bow tier.
Ooh.
Tie a Christmas bow on it.
I sure will.
Okay. So around Christmas time is also a time for gifting that I buy my kids the things that I would never purchase on a regular basis, such as an expensive pair of sneakers or, you know, things like that that they're wanting throughout the year that's like, dude, we're not buying that unless it's for a special reason. And to be honest with you, by December, my kids have already made it through their first set of like 10 shoes for the year. And this gift kind of falls under that, like, it's an amazing gift, but it's a good gift to give. It's not something you'd probably want to buy like without there being an occasion. Okay. And you may have seen this technology of these, I say water bottles, but they're for way more than just water, that will keep ice in your drink, or if it's hot, keep it hot for 12 hours. So I have purchased several different brands of these bottles, and they're a little bit more expensive.
A little bit of a splurge.
But let's be honest, in Phoenix, like, water bottles are kind of a big deal. And so one of my kids last year got it as like a report card reward for having straight A's. I love these bottles, but there are several different brands of varying price points, and for sure you get what you pay for. But there is actually a company that we have found in Arizona whose product I love. And it's that same technology of it keeps things cold for 12 hours or hot for 12 hours. And the name of the company is True Flask.
TRU Flask.com
is their website. And they have these water bottles that all varying sizes. They have interchangeable lids, tons of different lids. One of the lids I love is it, you put a straw in it, but it seals around the straw.
It's brilliant. That's so, the like, best thing.
Like, the guy would pour it over my head and I was afraid. Obviously, not a drop came out, but I can't tell you how many times I've been driving with one of these in the car and it will tip over because I'm driving like a crazy person maybe, and does not spill. In fact, we took one sledding up in Flagstaff last year and I was like, I'm going to put the hot chocolate in here. I'm sure, you know, it's not going to stay hot. I kid you not. It was like too hot to drink 2 hours later and it had been literally sitting in the snow.
That's so fun.
No, it is the coolest of all the cool.
That's really cool.
And I have bought these bottles for several people for different Mother's Day, Father's Day, because there's not one person on the face of the planet who could not benefit from this gift.
Yeah.
It is the gift of hydration.
Do you think I need that in my life?
Yeah,
I do. I've been hydrating this whole time that we've been recording.
No, you've been better, I feel like, in the past few weeks.
I'm trying.
So this company, their price point, the things I love, they have a unique lid that I love that I haven't seen anywhere else. I've heard it exists, but I haven't seen it, and I actually am pretty intentional about that. They have awesome cute stickers that can go on these water bottles, which, you know, if you're not as hip as I am, is like all the rage with the kids these days, is the stickers that go on these water bottles.
I didn't know that.
And good, the price point, there are several other companies out there that are that are similar quality, but this price point is much less.
Which is why we love this.
I'm trying
company.
Very hard to not say specific brand names.
No. You're doing a really good
job.
True, well,
there's
just so
many one of them. Is the high quality of the highest water bottle on the market.
Right.
For like 30% less price.
Right.
And because we have a discount code,
yeah, we do.
It'll be 50% less price because we have an additional 20%
that you're going to be able to. So save 20%, you guys.
Save 20%
of their price, which is lower than the
highest end.
It's the same quality.
Oh, it's exactly the same quality.
No brainer. I love that.
To be honest, I think they have cuter colors. They have one color I'm very excited
about. No, I agree with you because
the colors are super, super cute. But Christmas is a perfect time to like spend and, you know, these run about $30. And so, you know, it's never a good time to spend $30 on a water bottle for your kid. But Christmas, that's a perfect time
to
be like.
Special. It's special. It, my kids love them.
Oh, like, they do. And it's something that they really need and will really serve them.
Yeah.
But it is a good. Yeah. It's a good gift. And I bought one for my mom for Mother's Day last year.
Brilliant.
And I think that's at first she was like, sweet, thanks. You bought me a water bottle. That's but great. She has told me time and time again how much she loves
that's awesome.
That water bottle.
That's so cool.
And I say water bottle, but you can put whatever liquid you want in it.
So it's trueflask.com. Mm-hmm. Becky20 will get you 20% off.
Correct.
Now do I get to tie a bow?
Now we get to hear from Becky Higgins, who's going to tie a bow
I'm
on
tie
our
a bow.
Gift giving.
No, listen. You didn't know I was going to do this.
I didn't, but I trust you.
But I thank you for trusting me because there is not a single present that will be wrapped under our tree, not in our stone wrap.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, can we just talk about the stone wrap really quick?
How could you not, really?
Has it changed your life?
In every way. I feel like stone wrap is like the Windex thing from My Big Fat Greek Wedding, where it like applies in every situation. Like,
I have no
stone
idea
wrap,
what you're talking about, but I love
another
that
cultural reference. Yes. Becky has not quite gotten a handle on. It's when he's like, "Oh, your skin hurts. Windex, put Windex on it. Oh, your window, Windex."
Oh, that's funny.
Stone wrap is like the most versatile, like almost reusable. I know you don't
It's totally reusable. I have friends who when the kids unwrap the presents, because it doesn't do a typical tear down the middle.
Well, and it doesn't crease.
No.
You can even crease it and it uncreases
itself.
It's
kind of amazing. So, and I love that you went into like testimonial mode and you didn't even know I was talking about this. That just goes to show how much to unwrap means
really
to anyone who has it in their life. So this is what I want you to do. I'm going to explain it to our listeners who don't know what stone wrap it is. It looks like regular wrapping paper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is not regular in any way. We have the cutest designs and that's great. But the second you take any pair of scissors, it could be a crappy pair of scissors. Mm-hmm. And the second you take those scissors to the stone wrap and you go to slide, you know, when you slide your scissors through the wrapping
slide
paper.
Slide them right through.
Instead of wanting to say all of the bad words because it keeps snagging and tearing and catching. And it slides through like what?
Like butter.
Like a
hot knife through butter.
Like truly.
No, really does.
No, it really does. And you don't know that until you experience it. So buy at least a roll. Mm-hmm. Actually, just buy a bunch because the more you buy, the more you save.
Yeah, and you're going to spend shipping on one roll. Like you're going to want a minimum of 4 to 5, I would say.
I would say 17, 18, 19 rolls.
I currently have 6 out in my bedroom at this current moment.
No, it's the most magical thing ever. And if you don't believe us, just start with the one roll if you really want. Mm-hmm. But like we do have tiered pricing.
I heard there's a rumor that there's a Black Friday sale on Becky Higgins.
Oh,
I heard a rumor.
Is this episode coming out before then?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I heard just a tiny rumor. Just maybe like check back Black Friday and see if there's like, I don't know, any kind of additional discount on top of the Becky 10 that we've already given you.
I think what you need to do is be sure that you are following Becky Higgins LLC on Instagram and on Facebook, because that is where we're going to tell you what's up.
But I just heard like a little birdie.
Little birdie might have mentioned it. It might be happening. So if you really want to save, that's what to do. I really hope that the discount we've set up applies to stone wrap.
Do you
know it does? Okay, good.
Yeah.
She pays attention more than I do
because I buy a lot of stuff.
She really does. So to tie a bow on what I'm trying to say, buy the stone wrap. It will change your life. It is unbelievable. And because it is not just wrapping paper, when you see the designs, think about DIY. Think about covering a bulletin board. Think about doing a table runner.
You can use it for chargers for your plates.
Totally.
Placemats.
It's water resistant.
I have one in a picture frame from Details to Enjoy on my thing.
Oh,
right,
you're amazing. We'll put that in the show notes too. Uh-huh. But truly, it's so durable and water resistant, so you can reuse it. Mm-hmm. You can line your drawers with it. You can line your shelves with it. You can do all sorts of projects that need like a fun creative paper, but that just needs more toughness. That is what stone wrap is. It is the best ever. Okay, so that was what I wanted to say,
and I love it because it,
it
really
is a
product. It's awesome.
No, you gotta
so
have
good.
It
and the designs that just came out new designs just came out are so cute.
They're so fun.
I love them. And you guys, I already told you that I feel like Oprah today. And to really complete my Oprah-ness.
Ooh, here we go.
So I have currently sitting in my office quite a lot of these items that we have discussed today.
What are you going to do with them?
I decided this morning, and I just shared this with Beck, the week of November 26th, you are going to want to be heading over to our Instagram at Cultivate a Good Life, because we are going to be doing a huge giveaway, one package, and it is going
Wait, one package?
I've decided it
one
is...
One winner?
We're going to have one winner, and are going to get hooked up with so much stuff you can't even
like
stand
it.
Like most of what we talked about.
Right now, in this show.
Well, not in this show. Well, yes, the stuff we talked about in this show.
Right.
How you're going to have a chance to win, though, is we are going to be having a Christmas sing slash dance off. So we are going to give you all the details about how to post on Instagram to be entered into that contest. But it will involve you singing and dancing and making a video. And
on your stories.
On your stories.
It's going to happen.
November 26th, 27th. Check out our Instagram page for more details. But I can tell you right now, if you win, Christmas shopping's over. You're welcome.
That's a lot of stuff. You really made that decision?
I did.
One person's going to get lost.
One person, and they are going to cry happy tears.
No, you will cry happy tears. I didn't know that Becky made this executive decision. I did. Fully support it.
It's going to be so
fantastic.
Good. And we're going to spend Christmas cheer by singing loud for all to hear.
Yes, we
can't
will.
Can't wait.
Can't even wait.
Can't wait.
I wish that you would sing us out of this episode.
Guys, I think my Oprah moment's over. These are a few of our favorite things to hopefully give you some ideas on things you can buy your family and friends and loved ones that will be a little more meaningful, won't end up, you know, in the garbage can or at the Goodwill in 7 to 12 days. Also a good thing.
Also a good thing. And even though we went much longer, pretty typical of us.
Shocker.
I know. Then we thought, this is fun. And also, don't forget about MyHeritage. Like, that is such a cool gift idea as well.
And thank you, MyHeritage, for being the sponsor of this episode. You know I am a big old fan of MyHeritage.
Heck yes.
And there is a bigger story there that will be told at some point.
Yes.
But not today,
but
friends.
But in the meantime. Go find more about
$49
your own store.
$49 for a DNA kit?
I know. That is literally the
I've
best
never,
price that you
I've
will,
never seen it cheaper. Yeah. Not just from MyHeritage, but from any of their competitors.
So MyHeritage.com is where you're going to want to go to pick up that DNA kit for yourself. And truly, it is a unique gift that you can share with other people as well. So
yes,
please sing for us as I...
What do you want me to sing? In brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of our favorite things.
When the dog bites.
When the bee stings.
Let's spare them now.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
On the first day of Christmas. If I can remember the lyrics to that one.
We can't recreate this kind of... You can't buy this kind of magic.
You can't. We may have just decided to do a whole episode on menopause.
Do you know what, guys? I'm in early menopause, and it has been a real fun journey for
I shouldn't me. Be laughing. I really shouldn't be laughing, but I just love that we made that decision right in this moment to just make sure that we do have an episode about menopause.
Yeah. Well, really, it's stemming from... I got a DM last night on this story that I posted on Instagram, which if you don't know my Instagram, it's at Becky Proudfit. It's linked off of Cultivate a Good Life.
Wow.
Did you see that plug?
Would you please just follow her already?
Okay. Seriously.
What?
So anyway, I posted kind of an ugly-ish picture because, you know, I think that's a good thing to put out there.
For sure.
And someone DM'd me about helping me reach my fitness goals. And I was slightly offended. So I feel like I need to justify myself and say, I am healthy. I work out. I eat well. And you know what? Thank you, cancer. I'm in menopause. And that has been a real fun journey. So we all need to settle in with my muffin top, because guess what? It's here to stay, likely for the next couple of years. And I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah, and you look fantastic.
I got a muffin top and I'm hot my looks and hot in my body temperature.
Which
and
is
we
why
are making it through.
We're
it's going to be great.
Do this.